Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This morning on the third hour of Today, summer scramble and unprecedented demand leading to a shortage of popular weight loss drugs.
Just wanted to be able to experience the sensation of going on vacation to a warm destination in a smaller body.
Why some patients are going to great lengths to track down these medications. Plus, it's getting drafty. Dreams set to come true tonight in Detroit. We've got a live report from the Motor City on the NFL prospects everybody's going to be talking about. Then, Unfrosted, comedian Jim Gaffigan moving from the funny bone to the sweet tooth in his new movie.
Keep him happy.
We're going to catch up with him live here in Studio 1A. And food hacks. We're in the kitchen with simple ways to make meal prep easier. Today, Thursday, April 25th, 2024.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Today. I'm Al, along with Chanel, Delano, and Calvin.
It's take your kids to work day.
Yeah.
Hey, this doesn't seem so hard.
You're absolutely right. That's enough.
It's hard work.
That's enough.
I'll tell you right now, it's
great
hard work.
Great job, son.
Yes. You did good.
How do you feel?
Good.
Craig and I are stage moms off on the side. We're like, speak up, sit up tall. That's energy up.
Well, today, as you may have guessed, today is Bring Your Kids to Work Day. In fact, we've got some more of our great staff's kids here as well.
Look at all
Look
those
at them.
I love
and
it.
And this is just a smattering of it. It is pandemonium here.
We've got fantastic. A lot of kids. Everybody's tripping over kids. It's like, welcome to my house.
That's it.
Wait, so Del, tell us about your new dog, Miles. How's it going?
Good.
He seems big. Is he big?
Yeah, he's big.
Who's walking him the most?
My mom.
Really? What is it about Miles that you like so much?
He's small and he's cute.
Oh, okay.
And
like
he
you.
Plays fun.
Yeah, that's
he's big though.
What do you enjoy playing with Miles? Miles Melvin.
Throwing the ball with him, and then he comes back and bites me.
Those little puppy teeth are sharp, aren't they? Yeah.
Calvin, we usually see you cooking with mom. How's that going?
It's pretty fun.
Really? Yeah. Do you have a favorite? You guys have so many awesome meals. Do you have a favorite from all the years you've done it?
Yeah, well, I forget all of them.
Really? Do you have a specialty? Can you cook?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What can you cook?
What do you like to cook?
I can cook eggs.
Really?
Eggs.
You're actually good. A good, like...
You can make eggs, you'll never starve.
He actually helps me peel hard-boiled eggs, which is great, because that's what takes so much time in the morning, right? Well, we love having you guys here.
You guys have done a great job.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Can Daddy get his seat back now? Can Dad get his chair back?
He's like, no, I'm chilling.
I think this is the best one. and by the way, he reads faster than you.
That's... It's funny because it's true. Yeah, he grew up in Connecticut. I grew up in South Carolina.
South Carolina region.
But yet he doesn't sound like that.
Okay, all right.
Are we going to do news?
Why don't we do this? And then during the thing, we can switch them out.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. We're going to get back to work. You get Zoom. Can make yourself.
I mean, bye.
Oh, wow. Calvin's gone. I guess Dylan's not waiting.
Can you stay? You got to get to a workshop.
Okay. Oh, they're going to do activities for the kids. That's pretty cool, too.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Especially because the next story is
you know the good news is about taking your kid to work day?
Yeah.
No stress.
Yeah, I was going to say. Like, that's...
I'm so not focused on anything else besides, like, is he okay?
I miss those days.
Next year, you should bring Skye. You should bring the granddaughter.
I think she's going to be a little small for her, but soon.
No.
Eventually. Anyway.
Going to talk about a little news here. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with those wildly popular weight loss drugs are in the news once again, specifically with unprecedented demand growing ahead of summer vacation season. A lot of folks are worried it's going to get even harder to fill those prescriptions. NBC's Emily Aketa is here with a little bit more on, I guess, supply shortages.
Yeah, absolutely. People have described finding these drugs, it's like taking on a part-time job. Doctors tell me it's like finding the golden egg in an Easter egg hunt, with some patients traveling across state borders or even leaving the country to get their hands on medications like Zepbound and Wegovy. And with the weather warming up, even more Americans may soon be competing to get a hold of them.
This morning, the scramble to find wildly popular weight loss drugs is heating up.
I have been calling pharmacies every single day.
Dominating the conversation from TikTok.
Is anyone finding it anywhere online? It's like the Hunger Games out here.
To Reddit, where there's a thread devoted to strategies to find the coveted medicine. Dr. Anthony Millard practices in Chicago, but has patients picking up prescriptions in Florida, California, and beyond.
We're seeing patients try to get the medication from literally anywhere they can. Sometimes it's within the United States, sometimes it's outside the country.
According to the FDA, there's a shortage of all but one dose of weight loss medications Wegovy and Zepbound because of a demand increase for the drug. A demand, some say, the season of beaches and bathing suits could further exacerbate, with promotions plugging, get ready for summer. In Florida, Mind, Body, and Soul Medical tells NBC News, with summer fast approaching, the urgency for these medications has become next level, fielding a record number of daily inquiries. While other practices say health benefits still remain a driving force.
These are medications that improve a number of other medical conditions, can make exercise come a little easier.
For Tara Dykens, her summer goal is about a healthier body and mind.
Just wanted to be able to experience the sensation of going on vacation to a warm destination in a smaller body. I just wanted to see what that felt like.
The Massachusetts resident says she had to switch from Zepbound to a drug compound, which is not FDA approved, because of shortages.
It definitely is frustrating. It feels like it should be available to you. It was prescribed to you for a disease, a condition that we're suffering from.
Doctors this morning underscoring the most important benefits of weight loss drugs lie in patients' health, regardless of the season.
So we know these drug makers have said that they are trying to increase production capacity. They are introducing new manufacturing facilities. But in the meantime, some things that people can keep in mind is what you don't want to do is wait until you've run out of your medication and then start looking for it. You want to anticipate the need for the refill. And then when you do, it's very likely that you may not just be looking at a single pharmacy. You have to make calls to other pharmacies. Look at telehealth pharmacies, Amazon pharmacy. And then if all else fails, have a discussion with your professional healthcare provider about other options.
I guess we shouldn't be surprised that this is happening. Yeah. Right?
Well, I am a little surprised because of the sheer cost of these drugs. Yeah. Like a lot of these folks, it's not covered.
Oh, you're surprised that people are willing to pay.
Yes.
And I also feel like insurance coverage has been changing over time, too.
They don't know what's going on either.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. They get us hooked and then
And there you go.
Rip your
All right. Well, in addition to being Take Your Kids to Work Day, it's also a date that football fans have circled on their calendar. You used a word years ago, eventize. Mm-hmm. I feel like the NFL has done a great job of eventizing things that used to just be a thing, right? Another day. Well, the NFL draft, it kicks off tonight. It is now a marquee event. And it's a chance for athletes to celebrate their dreams coming true. I think that's why we all like to watch it. NBC's Kaylee Hartung is in Detroit. She sat down with the star player expected to be the number one pick. That's a good get, as they say in the business. Good morning, Kaylee.
Oh, hey, thanks. I appreciate that, Chanel. Yeah, busy guy, but we had some fun playing cards and, managing the nerves of it all. But you said it. The NFL has eventized the NFL draft. They have turned it into a spectacle that fans can be a part of. And this morning already, they've loaded in the first group to check out the scene here at the draft theater. Some of them are actually getting to walk up on that stage, take a photo right where the commissioner will hug those first round picks tonight as those guys' dreams come true.
NFL draft.
It's one of the most exclusive clubs in the sports world.
First pick of the draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Peyton Manning.
And in a matter of hours, Caleb Williams is widely expected to hear his name called as the number one overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft.
At what point did you believe that being the number one pick was actually possible?
When I was 12.
It's actually coming a reality. Being here, being at the draft, possibly being number one pick. Crazy.
Does it feel real? Everybody?
Feels real. Feels real.
Feels real?
Feels like I was supposed to be here.
So this is how USC's former Heisman-winning quarterback is preparing for the biggest night of his life.
Wow.
Does he lose at anything?
No.
Surrounded by his closest group of friends and confidants.
How do you imagine emotion hitting you on Thursday night?
I'm going to be excited. But all the emotions on the field that you see, I probably won't have those.
Do you think you are going to be able to sleep well the night before the draft?
I'm asleep like a baby.
Over the next 3 days, 257 young men will be called to begin their NFL journey, but only Williams and 12 other prospects will have the opportunity to walk on stage in Detroit and hug the commissioner if they dare.
What's the move on stage with the commissioner?
I'm gonna give him a big hug.
Beyond the first overall pick, all but certainly sending Williams to Chicago, experts agree we're in for a wild ride.
There definitely is a lot of uncertainty after the number one pick.
As the next generation of NFL stars await their crowning moment, the city of Detroit is suiting up too. Construction has been underway for nearly a month, building a footprint that covers 2 million square feet of downtown in anticipation of more than 300,000 fans flooding in to celebrate.
And I'm excited for the city of Detroit to show the world that we are prepared to have a safe and welcoming event.
It's a big moment. It's a long time coming for an even longer time to come. So I'm ready. I'm ready for the moment.
Caleb really keeping his cool there, as he's known to do in the biggest moments and on the biggest stage. His buddies, though, guys, they think there might be some tears from Caleb tonight. And guys, I asked him about the suit tonight. I mean, he's been known to be a trendsetter across college football. When you're on this stage, you know you got to show out. He would not give me many hints other than to say the suit's going to be navy blue with some silver accents. He will have his fingernails painted, as he has been known to do. But guys, the fashion of it all tonight, adding another layer to the fun and excitement, uncertainty and drama that we have come to expect from draft night.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Kaylee. Yeah. Have a good time
tonight.
Kaylee,
thank you. All right, next, we are busting some common money myths to help you take control of your finances with strategies for investing and improving your credit score. Have you seen our kids?
I have not. Well, parents of the year.
Do you know where they are?
Wow, that hurt.
Parents of the year.
Where are they?
Parents of the year. Where are those kids?
Oh no.
They're running the show.
Commercial.
They're direction.
Calvin just told you to rap.
Yeah.
And is that Delano Melvin? Is Jimmy Gaines?
Yeah.
Quite comfortable. Yeah.
So soon you can actually talk?
Yeah. Faster than you can.
Oh. Whoa! Bang! Zoom! Did he just... Woo! That wasn't even scripted.
Oh, the burn!
It's gonna be a shame when you move out. Oh! Wow, Third Hour Today will be right back.
On that note.
Did someone tell him to say that?
Woo! That was...
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back. Taking care of your finances can feel stressful or overwhelming. So on today's checklist, we are talking about everything you need to know to take control of your money. Sharon Epperson is CNBC's senior personal finance correspondent, and she's here to put us to the test. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we're going to do a little fact or fiction. But before we get into that, I have to tell you, I learned a new term. I haven't really learned about financial wellness, but it makes sense.
Well, it's really important to think about the confidence you have around your money, how you're able to manage your money, and the security you feel.
Well, so
you want to make sure you
have confidence when you don't have it.
Right. Well, you want to have peace of mind about your money situation. And that starts with being able to manage it, making sure you're earning enough that you're able to cover the bills and the expenses that you have and be able to save something. But then you also want to make sure that you have the security that you know you can cover something that's an unexpected expense and that you'll have money to last you long term.
I love that. I love that. And the key is, if you don't have have it now, let's try to get on the road
exactly.
to financial wellness.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
I love that. Okay, Craig, your turn.
All right. Myth or fiction? We'll start it off here. Here's the statement, then I'll guess. You need a perfect credit score to qualify for the lowest interest rates available. I would say you need a really good credit score. I don't know about perfect, so I'm going to say myth.
Myth, because you do need a good credit score, but you're right. You don't need an 850. The FICO score runs from 300 to 850. You don't need a perfect 850, but anything over 800 is going to get you a really good rate. But anything over 720 or so should get you a pretty decent rate also. The key is rates are high right now.
Right.
So you just don't want to take out too much in terms of if you're doing a loan, you're racking up this debt. That's the key to think about. But keeping your credit score up by utilizing not all the credit that's available to you, but a small percentage is another way to boost your score over that 720, even over that 800 mark.
Okay. Mr. Roker.
So, Sharon, our next one involves investment. Okay. So investing in a mutual fund or exchange traded fund is generally less risky than a single company stock. I would think that's a fact.
That is a fact. That is a fact. Diversification is key. You want to make sure that you space out all of your investments over as many stocks as possible. And you can do that with a mutual fund or an exchange traded fund. A lot of people thinking long term for my retirement, what am I supposed to invest in? A target date fund that takes the guesswork out of it for you. It'll invest in a mix of stocks and more conservative investments as you get closer to retirement. So that's one way, one stop shop to think about trying to make sure you get the diversification you need long term for your investments.
All right.
Yeah. Speaking of that, let's talk about stocks and bonds with this next one. Over a long period of time, stocks generally give the highest return when compared with savings accounts and bonds. I would think over a long time, the highest return, this would be true.
Absolutely. That's okay. A fact. But the key is to understand risk and return. Yes, stocks are going to give you the greatest return over time. They also have the greatest risk. And so you have to make sure that you're going to be able to have a long time horizon to weather the ups and downs in the stock market. If you need money for the short term, that's when you're going to want to have that in savings or bonds. And savings right now, high yield savings at 4 to 5%, that's a no-brainer for keeping your money safe and getting some return.
Just guaranteed
for
money.
Yeah, just for
without the
there.
Risk.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's good to
Thank
talk
so
about
much.
It and to start thinking about it
Absolutely.
Too. Sometimes you just don't even want to, you put it on the back burner, but you can't. All right, you can find out more information about managing your money and improving your finances on today.com.
Always good to have you, Sharon. Thank you. Coming up next in Today Climate, the fight against wildfires, how robots and technology straight from the movies, by the way, are now giving firefighters an edge. And speaking of movies, a little bit later, we're going to talk to comedian Jim Gaffigan about the inspiration for his latest movie role and why he is scaring the children who are here for bringing a kid to work day. Third hour of Today, right back after this. Well, this morning on Today Climate, a worsening wildfire crisis due to climate change that has ravaged communities across the globe. NBC's Maura Baird recently traveled to Colorado for a look at some new solutions that could make quite the difference. Maura, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. This was really fascinating to see. The fact that these fires are only getting stronger and even more frequent means that firefighters are just increasingly exhausted. So it's sparking a demand for a different approach. Get this. In Boulder, Colorado, I met a former Hollywood special effects coordinator who's working with local fire chiefs to adapt technology for fighting fires.
Wildfire season isn't contained to just a few months anymore.
The deadliest wildfire.
Fast-moving wildfire. Volcano wildfire.
Fiery nightmares.
We're now 24/7 in the wildfire catastrophic mindset.
24/7, any time of year.
Any time of year, any time, day or night.
Brett Gibson and Greg Schwab are both fire chiefs in Boulder County, Colorado. They've watched what they call a steep upward trend in fire suppression and prevention needs in recent years.
What do you attribute that to?
We're getting hotter, drier, and windier. Or having more extreme weather.
Those conditions, unfortunately, creating the perfect recipe for Colorado's largest and most destructive fires in the last 4 years.
Sustained winds over 60 miles an hour for hours at a time. Our host streams become very ineffective about 40 miles an hour. Anything that can put the wind in check is certainly has my attention.
Steve Wolf, CEO of Team Wildfire, has caught their attention with what he calls a hurricane on wheels.
What makes this system work is a water. So this would allow us to convert any fire truck that normally just squirts water. It flows up into the mist injection chamber. which has 180 microjets all driving water into the center.
And then it just
forces
it out.
And then the jet engine exhaust just pushes it out.
Wolf is a Hollywood special effects coordinator, previously working on films like The Chef. But the idea for this machine sparked while on set of The Firm.
We took technology that had been used to make weather on movie sets and converted that to a mobile platform so that firefighters could control the wind and the rain in the microclimate where they're fighting the fire.
Controlled burns help them train. Wolf showed us how the power of a small jet engine,
it sounds like a plane taking off,
can shoot a mist hundreds of miles per hour, reaching nearly 200 feet away.
Is this also what combats all of the wind issues that they face?
That's right.
Because it's going faster.
Right, right, because you're pushing back with so much force, and because wind that has moisture in it weighs more, you can punch right into the inbound winds.
Efficiency tests found the jet-injected mist system makes the water that's used 6 to 10 times more effective, putting out more fire with less water. Wolf has plans to create a whole fleet of these machines in different sizes, from this UTV to ones 50 times bigger to help fight fires across an array of landscapes. Innovative new tech like this, top of mind across the country for new solutions, like the LA Fire Department's Thermite RS3, a robot used for complex structure fires, and Lockheed Martin's AI technology, used to predict a fire's path and best course of action to fight it.
How important is it that new technology continues to be developed given how much we're seeing in the changes of climate and the frequency of fires?
We embrace all technologies. We do want to prove them.
This is a very labor-intensive business, and everybody who's on the ground is at risk. Anything that we can do to reduce that, let's try it.
Wow.
At the heart of the problem around wildfires are the people, the ones whose homes are destroyed and the firefighters who risk their lives. And the reality is the conditions now are increasingly dangerous to even send humans into. So if automated technology can step up instead, it'll be an investment for fire departments, but it's ones that fire chiefs tell me is worth it to keep their teams and their communities safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then like you can send this unit in, you know, and just beef it up even more.
And no one's lives are at risk.
It's incredible.
Wow. That's a good idea.
Exactly. Thank
you. A solution. Thanks for introducing us to a possible solution, Maura. And here is how you can find out more.
Need help making a difference? Hey Siri, how can I reduce my carbon footprint?
All right, coming up next, we're going to catch up with a good friend, comedian Jim Gaffigan, about his new movie and the reason he's doing some day drinking.
What?
Well, he's getting into whiskey making.
What?
Right. And then later, we'll reveal the luxurious products inside our Shop Today Staycation box. The perfect excuse to treat yourself as you sit at home and drink more whiskey. Third hour of Today. We'll be right back. Bye.
We are catching up with the talented and always hilarious Jim Gaffigan. Jim's many stand-up specials have earned numerous awards and several Grammy nominations. And, of course, he cracked us up on screen in TV shows like Portlandia.
Well, now Jim's in a new Netflix movie called Unfrosted. It's about the critical race to create the world's first ever toaster breakfast pastry. Jim plays CEO of Kellogg's, starring opposite Jerry Seinfeld, playing Bob Cabana, one of Kellogg's key employees. Jim Gaffigan, it's good to see you, my friend.
It's great to be here.
Oh, my gosh. So this movie, I mean, this thing has such an incredible cast. I mean, you know, you go from Hugh Grant to Jerry Seinfeld, Peter Dinklage. I mean, it's just an unbelievable. Yeah. Melissa McCarthy, you are part of this. It's Jerry Seinfeld's directorial debut.
Yeah.
You're buddies. You've been on tour together. What was it like having him direct you?
Mm. I mean, well, it's amazing. I mean, Jerry has such a unique perspective, and he's a comedy icon. So it was really exciting to, you know, be able to execute some of this script that he wrote with these Seinfeld writers. And it really is, we were just talking, it's this silly, fun movie. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
No.
It's just about laughs, similar to the Seinfeld show. So it has a lot of nostalgia. And as you mentioned, an incredible cast.
Yeah.
Every day we were like, I can't believe.
It's awesome.
But I guess
Amy
Jerry
Schumer,
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Jerry can pull you guys.
Jerry calls you, you do it.
You do it. So you mentioned that Jerry has a unique perspective. I mean, there's like this obsession with cereal that he has. So now you've got all of these like
incredible comedians doing this ridiculously hilarious movie about cereal and the cereal industry. Do you have an obsession with cereal at all?
I loved Captain Crunch. Oh, I mean, now as a classic. As a parent, cereal is something that we only do as a treat because it's garbage, you know, because
right.
you want your kids to be healthy and all that stuff. Anyway,
my mom used to put like spoonfuls of sugar on top of it. Oh my God.
It was called Sugar Frosted Flakes.
Yes. Yes, it was definitely. So there is something about cereal and particularly Pop-Tarts that is very unique. That is the antithesis of how you're supposed to parent now.
Oh, do you like frosted or unfrosted? Right.
I like frosted.
Yeah,
really?
Frosted.
I like frosted.
I was the youngest of six kids, so if there were Pop-Tarts in the house, you had to eat it immediately. Like, you couldn't. I didn't even know you could toast it till I was 30.
Well, beyond that, I hear you are getting into the bourbon business.
Yes.
So can you give us the story behind Father Time Bourbon?
Father Time. Well, you know, since it is Bring Your Child to Work Day, I thought that I would bring in my baby. I don't know if we have it.
Oh,
we
can
bring it out.
Lord.
Here we go.
Yes.
I think it's a beautiful bottle.
Yeah, look at
and
that.
And it's called Father Time. And so
I think we need
by the way, I said Father Time. It's Father Time.
It's Father Time. So it's not the guy with the beard.
Yeah.
It's about this time that a father, like the tagline, a father, it's called a father's joy is earned. Because being a father is thankless. And by the way, I do believe that the mom is the hero.
It's
absolutely
fine.
Anyway, I'm going to sign this because each bottle is signed and I'm going to charge you guys for this bottle,
excellent.
By the way. But
so here, what makes it good? What makes it?
Well, the thing is we were talking about this. I was approached, to do a Celebrity Spirits a couple times, but I was worried because I didn't want to do something bad.
Yep.
Sure.
So I called a good friend of mine, a college friend who's from Louisville, and I said, could I just buy a couple barrels? Mm-hmm. You could help me and we'll mix our own and it'll be good, but there's not going to be a big payday. There's only a limited amount. But
I love this, Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah. So
okay. I'm here for this new chapter in your life.
Yeah.
Well, while you pour that out and hand them, we're going to tell people that Unfrosted is going to be released on Netflix next Friday, May 3rd. I cannot wait to try this.
This is great.
Beautiful. Does this help with the five kids?
This does.
Okay.
This does. This helps you forget that you have children.
Because I have three. So thank you.
Happy Father's Day, guys.
Cheers. Cheers to Jim Gaffigan.
Cheers, Jim Gaffigan.
Here we go.
There we go.
And while we cheers.
And these are quote glasses, parenting quote glasses.
Oh, that's genius.
You know what it, you know what it's like having a fifth kid? Imagine you're drowning. Then someone hands you a baby.
There you go.
Jim Gaffigan.
Thank you so much.
That's
very nice.
See what you think. What do you think, Al?
That's excellent. I like this a lot.
Okay, correct.
This is great. All right.
Nice, sweet finish.
Ooh,
that is very good. Right. Coming up
pleasantly
next,
surprised.
Our
I know, I was terrified when I tried it. I was like, oh my gosh, what if it's not good?
No, this is good.
This is very good. Okay. And I don't even really like bourbon. So this is great.
Shop Today is coming up next. A staycation box that's going to give you that just got back from vacation glow without having to leave your house. And then later, tricks from a professional chef to make you feel like a star in the kitchen. Like how to make a perfect poached egg in the microwave.
Oh.
Third hour of Today. Right back after
this.
Does it come with the cups and the glasses?
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
All right, get ready, because we're back now with another limited edition curated box from our Shop Today team. So the last time we featured one of these, gone in 90 minutes.
Literally 90 minutes.
Literally. So set your timers. Get ready. Get that QR code ready. Packed with perfect stuff for the staycation.
Yeah, it's got 10 self-care items to use at home or hanging out in your hometown. You'll receive everything in the box for 63% off plus free shipping.
Wow.
And Shop Today editorial director Adriana Brock is here to share all the details and what's included. But first, get out your phone, scan the QR code. These go fast. Fast, baby.
These go fast, and once they're done.
What's the first one? Come on.
Here we go.
Let me just tell you guys, the staycation, this is $99. The value is $260. So that's a saving of 63% off. And like you said, you don't have to travel to enjoy a little R&R.
A little zest.
A little zest in your life. The first ones we have, we do have $25 vouchers from Fandango and Golf. Now, we should mention they are owned by our parent company, NBC Universal. Mm-hmm. But Fandango's great. Like, my favorite thing to do in the summertime is go to the movies because it's too hot out.
Exactly.
And there's so many great movies coming out this season, and you could use it through the summer. Mm-hmm. Golf Now, for those of you who don't know, it's a T-booking system. Mm-hmm. So they have over 11,000 courses across the world that you can book tee times at. So good for Father's Day. Yeah. Dylan, I know you love golfing.
And this gets you $25
off. This gets you $25 off your booking off the hot deals section.
This is fantastic. Want to read?
This is from GlowQcent. This is a book light. Everyone needs one. This is great for reading at home. It has 5 different brightness levels and 3 different colored lights.
This is
also really cool to keep in your purse when you're at a restaurant and you have to read a menu.
Oh, that's true too. Like,
I was just about to say, let me just take this one.
Like, pack your readers in this and you're good to go.
Yeah. I see the lights.
Right. Ooh, what are these?
Okay, what are these? So moving on to some luxury beauty products. This is from Maya. It's their number one fragrance, and this is like a vacation in a bottle. And
Let's
I really
it.
Love it. Here, I have one for you. You guys have to smell it. It's a vacation in a bottle. It smells like a vacation, but not in like a cheesy candle kind of way. It's very clean.
Like
this is very high-end brand.
Yeah.
It's a value of $40. It's made with coconut oils, and it also is balanced out by a little bit of sandalwood and amber.
These little rollers last a long time.
I love that.
And what's really good about oil is that it's concentrated, so a little bit goes a long way.
It's also calming.
It is
You know
calming.
What I mean? That's why they say vacation in a box.
Okay, so this is from Jennifer Meyer. This is a hand and body lotion. It's actually an upscale luxury jewelry brand, and they decided to come out with a hand and body lotion to sort of prep your skin for all your jewelry. Yeah. So this is a good one. Just keep it on your nightstand. The value of this is $48.
What?
Yeah, this is like a treat yourself moment.
Yeah.
Smell this.
Yeah.
Is that for boys or just girls?
Guys could use it too. Why not?
This is not.
Nice.
Smell this.
Feeling my good lotion.
Yes.
How about your?
Let me talk about Beauty Pie. This is the Dr. Glycolic. These are those viral foot pads or foot peels. Have you guys heard about
them? Oh, yeah.
Yes. You use them, and for 7 days, you start revealing.
Isn't that the thing you did, Craig, that one time?
And you're flaking all over the place.
Falling off. It's disgusting.
Didn't have to add that last part, but yes.
Yes. It's a little bit gross, but it's so worth it because your feet are so soft after, which is great for sandals.
Let's see your feet.
No. Keep moving.
Take off your shoe for another one. Right?
But what's really cool about this is that it also comes with a 3-month subscription to Beauty Pie. And this is a beauty brand that makes a bunch of luxury high-end products without the price.
Okay.
Tan Luxe Gradual Lotion Tanner. I really like this for a subtle glow without the sun damage. Mm-hmm. You put this on daily. Over time, you're going to develop a subtle glow. Array Leave-In Detangler. I know you were asking about this one,
Chanel. I love detanglers.
This is a 3-in-1. It's a detangler. It protects your hair color, and it conditions all hair types.
Okay, what's this bluey thing?
Okay, have you guys heard of tooth serum? This is a newer product from Crest.
What is
it? So this is going to brighten your teeth without the messy white strips. Overnight, you brush your teeth, clean teeth. You apply the serum on each tooth, and it brightens overnight, and you don't even have to rinse it out.
No way. Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
You don't have to rinse it off.
No, you just sleep with it.
How about the sleep mist?
Okay, sleep mist.
I love a sleep mist.
This smells like freshly cut lavender, you guys. Oh. This is from Neom, and it's made with 14 different oils, 100% natural. This, you spray once on your pillow, and you could go to sleep and then dream about traveling anywhere in the world.
Ooh. Wow, it's like sleeping with Craig.
You know what else you could use to fall asleep? Some McGaffigan's whiskey.
Listen, good pairing.
That actually does smell nice.
This is great. $99 for over $260 worth of stuff.
Okay,
you're like 8 different scents right now.
I know. There's a lot going on. If you want to shop the limited edition Shop Today Staycation box, scan the QR code now or head to today.com/boxes. And a reminder, you'll get everything you see here plus free shipping.
This smells delightful.
I feel like I'm in a spa.
Okay, next, kitchen hacks to make meal prep a little easier. Look at this. We're taking you to the spa. We talked to you about money, all the things. We're going to show you the best way to chop up your veggies without making a mess. We'll be right back. Look, oh, such a good show. Back now with some simple solutions to save time in the kitchen and make meal prep easier. Chef Erica Wides is known online as the Chef Smarty Pants, racking up millions of views as she teaches her followers to be more confident in the kitchen. And she's here to teach us some chef-approved hacks that we can all try at home. Erica, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. I'm here for more confidence. Okay, so there are countless ways to cook eggs, but listen. My little guy the other day tried to turn on the stove, and I kept hearing this tick, 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 tick. I'm like, what are you doing? No stove for you. He loves poached eggs. So then today.
Microwave, yes. So this is one of the easiest ways to poach an egg. You do it in your microwave. Mm-hmm. Oh. You just crack an egg into a bowl. You want a microwave-safe bowl.
I thought it was going to be some fancy gadget.
No. Just your basic little bowl. It should be at least twice the size of the egg.
Fair. Okay.
You add enough water just to cover by, you want to cover the egg completely by about an inch. You don't want any egg above water, otherwise you might get an egg explosion.
Okay,
this goes in the microwave. Now every microwave is different, right? So you have to, a little trial and error time.
But
you have
about to, how long?
So in my old microwave that I had, it was 36. Was perfect.
Okay. 36 seconds.
Then another microwave I had, 44.
Okay.
In this
play
one,
with it.
We tested it out.
So
closer
this
to
is
2 minutes.
Egg.
Right. And then
Should
this is the egg. Cut into it.
Erica, you have changed my life. My kids
love
it. Oh,
good. So I'm so happy. Cut into it. If you like it more runny, less runny, you just play around. Look at that. Look at that big reveal. I mean, come on.
Okay, boom.
That is nice.
There you go.
Okay.
One for one. Let's
take
some broccoli.
It has 35 million views, by the way. This video, 35 million. Okay, now when you buy broccoli, like this.
Yes.
Do you cut off the stem and throw it
out?
We
do. Always waste the stem.
I compost it.
At least you compost it.
Well, I don't.
But it's totally edible. Let's actually do the smaller guy. It's totally edible. It's delicious. Also, these little leaves, more nutritious than the florets.
Really?
Do not toss your leaves.
Okay.
Eat
the leaves.
So you take your little stem. You just cook them along with your broccoli. Oh. Now, you take your stem. You take a knife or a peeler. You cut off that thick skin.
Mm-hmm.
This is why people don't like broccoli stem.
Right.
Because it has that tough, thick skin.
So what do you do with that?
Now, you cut this up. You put it on your little crudite platter. Wait, let me get one more.
Okay.
You treat it like a little carrot?
This is raw?
Yeah.
This is raw. You dip it in your hummus, a little dipper.
See, Calvin, you can eat the stems of broccoli.
You can. Right. And it's so tender and crunchy and delicious.
Very low. Calvin, low.
Right? It's so good.
No, I didn't know this was under there.
Hello. That's why I'm here. That's why they call me the Chef Smarty Pants.
Oh, Chef Smarty Pants.
She's like, that's what I'm here. How do you chop up cauliflower without getting it, making a mess?
Making that huge mess of crumbles, right. One other thing about this is you could put that out and then you can play a game with your guests. What is that? Guess that vegetable, right?
Dinner guests love that.
Yes. Now, your cauliflower, you want to take off the major leaves, but you see these little leaves?
Yeah.
Also amazing, delicious. When you roast, roast these up, they get
crisp.
Really?
Perfect. They're so nice. Now, when you cut your cauliflower, what most people will do is they'll just take their knife and they'll start doing that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Falls apart, you get the little crumbles.
Yep.
So here's what you're going to do. You only cut stem. Right? So you're just cutting
like
stem, and then you kind of just coax it apart, and the cauliflower will just naturally come apart on its little seams, right? So don't ever cut right through that floret, because see, that's when it starts to fall apart and make a mess. That's cauliflower rice.
Okay. So now let's get to citrus.
Now let's talk citrus. Summer's coming up.
Yes.
We all want drinks, lemonade, stuff like that. You want to maximize the juice from your citrus.
Yes.
When you're shopping, first of all, look for nice, smooth, shiny lemons.
Okay.
Don't get the bumpy ones.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Bumpier skin means thicker skin.
Oh. Yeah,
so you want nice, smooth skin, and you want round, not oval. I mean, not elongated.
All right. We got about 30 seconds left. Here.
Okay. So here we go. You use this kind of juicer. First thing, take the ends off.
Okay.
You want to expose the juice. You want to expose the fruit first.
Right.
That way, cut it in half. Then put it in your little juicer guy.
It just pulls up.
In here, now the juice comes out of both ends. Right? So you juice. And then, because I'm super thrifty, you turn this over.
You juice again.
And you juice
a
again.
Double juice. That's it. Double juice.
Right? No waste. Now, if you don't have this little juicer thing, here's another little trick. You take your lemon. Mm-hmm. This one's nicer. And instead of cutting it across,
Oh, you know, Chef, we survived,
again,
so we're going to have to run because we're
out of time right now.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
One.
Third hour today.
You were fantastic, Erica.
Thank you. Thank you.
So she almost killed Al.
I know.
This one is my theme. Tomorrow, the third hour of today's celebrity hairstylist, Chris Appleton joins us with fresh looks for spring.
Coming up next on Hoda and Jenna, actress Vivica Fox on her new movie, Spoofing Tyler Perry.
The third hour of today, the children.
The best of today.
Breakdancer.
We'll see you tomorrow.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.